This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
TikTok starts testing its Instagram competitor, TikTok Notes. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. Social media service Snap said on Tuesday that it plans to add watermarks to AI-generated images on its platform. The watermark is a translucent version of the Snap logo with a sparkle emoji, and it will be added to any AI-generated image exported from the app or saved to the camera roll. On its support page, the company said removing the watermark from images will violate its terms of use. It's unclear how Snap will detect the removal of these watermarks. We've asked the company for more details, and we'll update the story when we hear back. Other tech giants like Microsoft, Meta, and Google have also taken steps to label or identify images created with AI-powered tools. Currently, Snap allows paying subscribers to create or edit AI-generated images using Snap AI. Its selfie-focused feature, Dreams, also lets users use AI to spice up their pictures. LinkedIn, the social platform that targets the working world, has quietly started testing another way to boost its revenues, this time with a new service for small and medium businesses. TechCrunch has learned and confirmed that it is working on a new LinkedIn Premium Company Page subscription, which, for fees that appear to be as steep as $99 per month, will include AI to write content and new tools to grow follower accounts, among other features, to raise the profiles of the company using them. The move's significant because it underscores how Microsoft-owned LinkedIn continues to diversify its business model while also trying to make itself more useful overall. For years, LinkedIn has been the butt of many a joke about how it can feel like a cesspool of shameless self-promotion or creepy when you realize the amount of data it can gather about what you do on there. But as others have pointed out, LinkedIn has a prime opportunity right now. With so many changes underfoot on other social platforms and search engines, where advertising and other algorithms dictate what users discover and where disinformation runs riot, LinkedIn has been looking to carve out a safer space, a place to have a social profile of record for the professionals and prosumers out there. TikTok's rolling out its Instagram competitor, TikTok Notes, in select markets. The app's available on the Google Play Store and Apple App Store in Canada and Australia, TikTok said on X.
We hope that the TikTok community will use TikTok Notes to continue sharing their moments through photo posts. Whether documenting adventures, expressing creativity, or simply sharing snapshots of one's day, the TikTok Notes experience is designed for those who would like to share and engage through photo content.
Now, the company didn't say much about the app's features and functionality apart from the fact that users can log in with their existing TikTok account. Even the app's description in the app stores is pretty light on details.
TikTok Notes is a lifestyle platform that offers informative photo text content about people's lives, where you can see individuals sharing their travel tips and daily recipes.
The screenshots on the App Store listing suggest that the posts will appear in two-column grids on the homepage. The screenshots also indicate that you can post multiple photos through a carousel post. TikTok already allows image and text posts. However, the company wants to create a new space for this kind of post to compete with Meta's apps like Instagram and Threads. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We begin with business banking startup Mercury. Founded in 2017, Mercury is now a launching consumer banking product. Mercury today serves more than 100,000 businesses, many of which are startups, via its B2B practice. Up next, Found Energy doesn't have the typical startup origin story. It began with a space robot that was supposed to eat itself. Now the company is developing that same technology with an eye toward powering aluminum smelters and long-haul shipping. Found Energy recently raised an oversubscribed $12 million seed round. And let's finish it out with Cherub, a marketplace that pairs angel investors with entrepreneurs. With Cherub, investors and entrepreneurs can see who is interested in them on the back end. If they too are interested, they can indicate it as such, and it's a match. Conversely, if an investor approaches a founder, but that founder doesn't view them as a potential fit, they can reject the invitation to connect. That's it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Jagmeet Singh, Ingrid London, Ivan Mehta, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.